I'm just kidding. What is up, everybody? It is your boy Wiggly here, and today we're going to be doing podcast number 5. And today we're going to be talking about lethals and tacticals for sure, and if we can get around to it, we'll do killstreaks and operations with that. Today we are with Mr. Firm Teacher, as every other day in all the other podcasts, and, well, except the last one, we got a secret little guest. But without further ado, say your intro, and then we'll get on with it.
How you doing, you anal twirling butt monkeys?
I noticed something different about that. Do you have a different intro? Wow, that's different from the other ones.
I say, how are you doing, or hello there, you ain't. I'll do.
I was joking, because you know how, like, in the other ones you say in class, we're going to learn today? So,
yeah.
I was trying to play along with it, but you ruined it. It's all good.
Sorry.
That's not good. Alright, now in Ghost, I don't really use lethals. Occasionally I do, depends on the game type, game mode, and how the other players are playing. But it's only on like one or two of my classes. But basically, if the perk system works, then I would use lethals and tacticals. But basically, what we have on the lethals and tacticals from Ghost is frag grenade, Semtex, throwing knife, IED, C4, and canister bomb. Well, we can do away with two of those really bad things, which is the IED and the canister bomb, because the IED... rest in peace, all those people that have died from it. If you never died from it yet, you're in for a treat. Canister bomb, nobody really uses it because you can't throw it far, but if you can throw it farther, because, I mean, it's heavy, but it doesn't look too heavy, and I guarantee I could throw it farther, and I don't even lift, bro. But basically, C4, throwing knife, Semtex, and frag grenade. Those all sound good, right?
Honestly, I don't care about them. So it's just the IED, because bouncing Betty, at least you
can
get away from it.
You lay down.
Yeah.
And if you say you lay down or slide an IED, yes, that works about 0.00001% of the time. So you go suck a dick. Okay, let's talk about the throwing knife. Would we rather have a throwing knife or a tomahawk, or both, if that was a thing, or something new?
I think it's a tomahawk.
Tomahawk?
Tomahawk, hands down. Because
for the win?
Yeah, it's easier to play with. Like, I hit more shots with the tomahawk than I do anything else.
Personally, I like the tomahawk, but I can hit the throwing knife easier just because I can gauge where it's going to fall and stuff. But the tomahawk... if you get a kill with it, it's actually like a skilled kill, because you actually have to actually range the drop way more than the throwing knife, because the throwing knife, you have like a big area to work with, and the tomahawk, it's so heavy, like it's landing, like right where you like try to make it land, like that thing's landing, so you have to like gauge arc, I guess you would have to say it, arc, you'd have to gauge your arc really well. I just like the throwing knife because for me it's easier to hit, just like I said, it's a bigger range to work with, but I do like the tomahawk better, but I like the throwing knife just because I can hit more shots with it. But I agree with you on that one with the tomahawk, definitely for the win.
One thing that they should do is to either put them both in the game, but make them both easier to find in the map.
Oh my god, yeah, like make them like have a beacon on them or something. They're really hard to find after you throw them. Yeah, that'd be like a little dot or a little tomahawk or a throwing knife, yeah. Don't make it really huge and annoying though either. That would piss everybody off. Alright. For tacticals we got the 9-bang, concussion, smoke grenade, trophy system, motion sensor, and thermobaric. 9-bang, just make it the EMP. Concussion, I like that. Smoke, it's fine, I like it. Trophy system. Yeah, the smoke, there's a lot of smoke when you throw it. Like it covers a lot of the map. It's not just like that area where you throw it. Something that'd be really sweet if you added colored smoke. That'd be awesome.
It would be really cool. And there's like somewhat of a disadvantage if you or it could be a little bit unfair if you're playing in darker maps and having a darker smoke like that.
I still feel if they did it correctly, they could balance it fairly. Trophy system, there's nothing really. Why would you not want that? I guess because if people are throwing 9-bangs and stuff, it helps. Motion sensor, I say no. Just just because it tracks people, I guess. I would rather have the camera from Black Ops. What about that? Other than the, like, over the motion sensor. I'd rather have the camera.
Portable radar. I'd rather have the portable radar.
Or the radar. That's pretty good, too. It kind of looks like the portable radar. Sort of.
It does. That's what I thought it was going to
be. And then, next up, we have the thermobaric. I just like this, because when I do use lethals and tacticals, I can throw it in a room. And in this game, since the health is so low, they're basically dead anyways, so all I have to do is go in there and turn in a complete circle and shoot, like, a whole clip, and everybody's dead. I like it. I like the whole idea about that, that they made that, but other people might not like it. What do you feel about it?
I don't really care for it, but that's kind of what I use with EMPs and Black Ops 2. The EMP grenades are probably the most overpowered thing in the game.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who it was, but they made a... They made a video on it, and the EMP, like, has a big-ass area. Like, you know, on Hijacked, let's say if you're on helicopter pad spawn in that building, not the one in front of you, but, like, the other one on the other side where they have the spawn in the back of the boat, if you throw one directly in the middle, it'll cover that whole building, even the, like, the bottom where everybody runs, it'll cover the next floor, the middle, and then on top of it, if you could actually get up on top of it. It was really bad.
Not a bad thing. It actually does a little bit of damage to the person.
Yeah, it does.
It keeps up your aiming, and it does a lot of stuff. It's kind of nice.
Alright, for killstreaks, I would personally like Assault, Support, and Specialist to return, but if you're going to include something like the SATCOM, make it a UAV. Nobody likes that bullshit SATCOM where you have to have three so it actually works. IMS, I don't really mind it other than... make it a little less overpowered, I guess. What do you feel about that? Because I really don't mind it, because, I mean, it's not too overpowered.
It really isn't, but I feel like it has a huge range.
Yeah, yeah, I would have to say that.
It has an insane range.
Alright, dog.
Okay, you put it...
Okay, no, keep going. I thought you were done.
No, if you put it so on strike, if you put it at double HUD, to run past double HUD, it would go on.
Squeaky chair.
The boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you pass the boxes almost before it might give you like a little bit of red.
It's still crazy though. Like MW3 even, it had a long ass range. Alright.
And MW3 was fine.
Like, yeah, it didn't. The damage was lower. That's why. Alright, next up we got the guard dog. I personally like it, but I don't like it at the same time just because the lunge, literally, like, that thing's in front of you 5 feet and then it's on you. Like, it teleports. It's really sad.
I'd be more like the K-9 units.
Yeah, I'd rather have the K-9 units, definitely. Next up we got, what's that called? The Sentry Gun. I like it. I don't like it at the same time. It's fine with me, though. I really don't care. But make it so if you knife it, it dies. None of this, like, three knife, one clip, and it's done. Like, that's really annoying.
At least it's not like Black Ops 2 where you have to lose all your ammo.
Yeah, just shooting it. Yeah. Trinity Rocket. I'd rather have the Hellstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
What is it? Not Lodestar. Lightning Strike. Lightning Strike is better than...
Well, we were going to include that anyways, so there was no question about that. Battlehind, yes, I like this better than the Battlehind or the Pavlo. I'd rather have this, because it's damage... Well, okay, it's health, I guess you could say. Needs to be lowered a little bit, and then it'd be perfect. And it's not too overpowered in the same sense. Although... Sometimes I get killed by it. It's kind of dumb because I'm like in a building and it shoots me through like a little one by one window. But I guess if you were like a really good pilot, you could do that. Yeah. Vulture? No. Shouldn't happen. Unless you can fly it around. Because what they did is they have the Griffin, which shoots the missiles, and then the Vulture that shoots the gun. Either combine the two. Or make each one a single streak. Don't make it so the Vulture follows you. Make it so you actually have to fly the Vulture.
Yeah, the whole thing that, like, follows you. Like, that's the one thing I did not like about, what was it?
Yeah, that's... Wow.
Like...
There's the guard... Oh, okay.
I think it should be more like the Dragonfire, but the Dragonfire should have been able to shoot some missiles.
Yeah, I see. Okay, if they included the Dragonfire from Black Ops 2 and added missiles on it, so say you could only have like 4 missiles and then unlimited ammo, that's completely fair. It's not overpowered at all. You only have 4 missiles, and make them do more damage, because I think the missiles in this game, you're shooting rubber bands at people. Like...
Like, ow. Ow.
Ow, it stings! Ow, stop it, that hurts.
That's skin.
Yeah. Alright, next up we got the Maniac. I say give it a pistol, keep the 2 throwing knives and the combat knife, and add a little bit more health, but if you do add more health, don't add the pistol. I say it's a little underpowered. I hate it.
The Maniac should have a dead silence, a smoke grenade, and 2 knives.
I'd be content with that. I'd be cool.
Maybe not the deep lunge. Maybe have it somewhat similar like the golden knife.
Yeah. I just think the knifing all around, like we said, should just be more like the other games where there's no lunge. Like, well, with no animation. Like, the lunge was okay in certain games, but the animation was stupid. Because you had the lunge, which took time, which took, like, twice as much time in Ghost. And you had the knife animation, and it was just not happening. Next up, we got the Juggernaut Recon. It's just called Juggernaut, but... I thought it wasn't too overpowered. I didn't... Just alright, look in the sense that you actually used it. What didn't you like and what you liked about it? Because you say that, oh, I don't care about these.
I think I've used it single, like, once. If I'm right, the Juggernaut Recon is squad A, right?
No, it's the one where you have the minigun. It's kind of like in the pictures of Advanced Warfare. It's, like, super beefed up suit, and then he's got, like, the minigun arm. Except this one, he holds it instead of, you know...
Not bad.
I think the health is actually really bad, because the way it walks, how slow it walks, it's really bad. And then if you throw the thermobaric grenade, or not the thermobaric, the canister bomb that they give you, it doesn't matter how far you throw it. It doesn't matter if you're backing up or walking forward, you're still going to get hurt by it, so there goes some of your health. I don't like it.
You should be a little bit more nimble, if anything.
Yeah. Alright, I think they should add the Chopper Gunner from Black Ops 1, and Black Ops 2, and the Chopper Gunner from MW2, and the AC-130 from MW2. I think they should add all those. What do you feel about that? I feel it adds more diversity to what you can actually use, in a sense. Because usually when people go for killstreaks, they're not that high, because the high killstreaks are kind of stupid. Like the Odin, it's like the dumbest killstreak ever, and it's 15. Like...
Well, that's a support, so you can use that system.
I mean the Loki.
Yeah, the Loki is not.
I kinda like the Hilo Pilot from Ghost, just the sense that you can move it and stuff. But if they added the one from MW2, then I'm fine.
I think they, really like the Lobestar from Black Ops 2.
Oh, you definitely add that. That was amazing. No, not even close. They should add that, though, also, because that's pretty sweet. It's basically, like, a beast, like, helicopter spider thing, and it's awesome. I'm pretty sure it drops care packages, too, if I'm not wrong. But if I am wrong, it's just a beast helicopter that you can shoot bajillions of things out of, and it kills everybody. It's awesome. Strafe run, definitely. Definitely have the strafe run. I liked it. You got so many points if you destroyed that in MW3. It was awesome.
I'm thinking of,
Reaper. I liked that thing.
I absolutely love the M-Sport.
Oh, that was pretty sweet too. Yeah, that little thing. Loki, we don't even need to talk about that. That thing just needs more damage. It sucks. What tricks do we want now?
We need the faster cooldown.
Yeah, faster cooldown.
So, like, for me personally, I've never been a huge fan of Killstreak. I've always liked support. But I like the MW3 before where you get all the weapon proficiencies.
But see, that's specialist, not support.
I don't use support.
You're talking about specialist.
No, I like specialist.
There you go.
I don't use support, actually.
Well, the way they did support in Ghost, I thought that was like the only thing they actually accomplished with. Because it was actually support, and like it actually helped your team. Instead of like you got a stealth bomber and stuff from MW3, like that should have just belonged in assault. Like everything support should be like only helping your team.
Exactly. Like they nailed it for what it needed to be, but
yeah.
At the same time, when you have like a team full of kids who just run mad, and I think it's annoying when you have like four oracles going on against you.
Yeah, I would just say take out the Oracle itself if you're adding the MMS scanner. Well, yeah, I have to agree with you on that one, because you get a lot of health. Ammo crate, add it. Moav's rocket, don't, because you should just add launchers that destroy killstreaks easier. The Night Owl... make it louder, I guess, like the fan noise or whatever, because it isn't that overpowered, like with the UAV and everything. Make it go faster and make the fan louder so you know that person's coming by you, so you actually have a chance to react, because they already know where you're at, and you can just hear them. Support squad mate, if you add that, I'm done, I'm never playing your game. Ground jammer, that's fair enough, I liked it. It wasn't too overpowered, because it only lasted for like 20 seconds, so... Yeah, and it was easier to get, and it wasn't as overpowered, it didn't last as long. Air superiority, add it. Helo Scout, I would say add it, but make it so you can choose what sniper you want. I'd have to say that. Oracle, take it out, and then, oh, okay, I think I got all the Juggernaut thing mixed up. Okay, so the Juggernaut Recon, okay, I kind of mixed up the names a little bit. Okay, let me read it. You get armor, radar, and it comes in a care package, so that's not overpowered. And you get the really crappy pistol, what's it called? The really crappy one. Yeah, you get that. So I feel they should change the pistol, and then that shrink's better. The assault one, it's not named Juggernaut Recon, and you still get like all the stuff we explained, so. You good with that? Getting a different pistol?
Port one. Yeah.
And then Odin. I thought it wasn't overpowered at all, really.
You get pretty effective off of it. It's not bad.
Yeah. Add the care package streak too. I kind of like that. I like that because you could get, yeah, you could get like anything in that. Don't add ammo care packages. Add like the ammo crate.
Yeah, they should use
everything. Odin. Yeah, I would say actually have this last longer, because sometimes when you like scan people or ping them. The ping, actually, like, people don't really know it, but it has a cooldown time. Well, it kind of does, but it actually doesn't last until the person's dead. It lasts, I think it's 10 to 12 seconds after you actually ping the person. So, I would have to say do something about that. And then, yeah, I know, I've only used it a few times. Then, not assault, go down to specialist. We have specialist. We already explained the personal and what we want. So basically, I would have to say it's a yay or nay from here. Do you have anything to add?
Specialist?
Yeah, like just basically we've talked about the.
Specialist.
Yeah, where you get every perk and stuff.
Yeah, that should be better.
I like that. And then we already explained the perks in the other podcast. If you haven't heard us talk about the perks yet, clearly you didn't hear that podcast or see it or whatever you do to a podcast, I guess. So you can go watch that. It might be in the description. I don't know if I'm lazy or not. So basically, yes. Two yeses for specialists. And then operations, yes or no. I say yes. I'm just going to say you say yes, and now you're going to explain how they should work.
Okay.
I think they should be easier to get.
I don't have an issue with being easier to get. It's just fine how they are, but maybe having something like, instead of it being like a regular attack comp, which is the most upsetting thing when you're in strike zone, everybody wants the PEM, which they should still be there.
Make that where you have to do like a two-step thing. So like, say you get a drop shot, because sometimes you get like really easy stuff. It's like basically like reload your gun and you get a chem. So basically, if you're gonna get like something like the chem, it should almost be like a step. So say you drop shot, and then you have
two operations.
Yeah, I like that even better than my idea. Thank you.
So like, have a one humiliation kill and then two drop kills.
Yeah, so basically all you have to do is get two operations and complete it, and then you get the chem for that map, and it will never ever spawn again, because I've had a glitch where it was used three times, and no, the people didn't actually get chems, they got it from the field orders, because how do you get a chem with four kills? It's not a thing. Can't do it. And, alright, and just to piss people off, I say, alright, listen before you say no, they should have a support chem or something like that, but it's 50 kills. Because you don't really hear people getting 50 kills that much. So, in a lot of the, like, TDM and stuff, that wouldn't be that bad. And then your average Call of Duty player doesn't usually get 50 in domination or anything either. I say it'd be kind of cool. Like, 50 kills, you can get it, but it's kind of up there and kind of not. Okay, 60, and then let's leave it at that. Are you good with that? 60 for a support chem?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. That'd piss people off. Okay. Let's rephrase that. Okay. A support chem, you can only get it if you're running support killstreaks. And it's not actually a killstreak itself. It's just you have to be running support to be able to get it. Now, for the assault chem to be 25 killstreak, you have to be running assault to get it. And then specialist, let's just say it's like the assault, and you can only get assault one. How would you feel about that? Because that's better. Because two chems would kind of suck. Because like, if you got the chem, and you got, say, six kills with it, and then it's just helping you to your support chem, so like, you can get two chems kind of fast. So that would kind of suck.
What if there was a specialist, or just getting the specialist, and yeah, that would be adding a...
I have an idea. The specialist chem gives everybody on your team all the perks for a certain amount of time. That'd be awesome.
The person who's actually carrying it could also have to be automatically given a regenerating with the bed.
Uh-huh. But a slow regen. Don't make it too overpowered.
Okay. For the blizzard. Yeah, so they of course automatically get ICU like that.
Yeah.
Personal health, please regenerate.
Yes.
And honestly, though, it needs to be just like in those completely happy.
I kind of like the idea that, like, specials chem, I would say have a different name because it doesn't really go with it, but everybody on your team, like, gets all the perks for, like, 30 to 45 seconds, and you, if you get it, because it's still, like, getting a 25 kill streak or a 30, I don't know, because they were talking about changing that. You should get it for the rest of the game. It's not too overpowered, and it's not that bad, because you did get like a 25 to 30 gun streak. I would rather have it where your streaks help you, but if you're running specialist, that doesn't really matter. I personally think killstreak should help towards the nuke, because in MW2, yeah, there was a lot of nukes that went off and stuff, but it was fair, because if you got a nuke, it was fair, because, like, if you worked to your Harrier, to your AC-130 or chopper gunner, when you got the nuke, it was, like, a lot. You had to actually get kills. Like, you had to get, like, 13 to 15 kills with that streak, so it wasn't overpowered. Now, if you call out, like, only Harriers and get it, I guess that'd be a little bit more overpowered, but in a sense, it'd still kind of be fair.
Nuke and MW2 just absolutely aggravating, because you'll have people who camp out with, like, danger clothes and rocket launchers and everything explosive on the range, and just...
But, okay, the only reason why people did that is because they had the one-man army bullcrap, and they could resupply that stuff. I mean, I'm not going to lie, one of my five nukes was from me doing that. All I did was use noob tubes, thumper, and, like, primary noob tubes, and I had one-man army, and that's all I did was switch with danger close, and boom, I was set. I got a nuke. Easy. Yeah, I know. I wanted a nuke because the kids were pissing me off, so I had to, you know, I had to do something about it. Basically, just make it fair if you did something like that with that idea. Next up, we have private matches. I say you should be able to basically make these however you want. You should be able to make it so you can't even knife. You should add the time. You should be able to have 5 minutes, 32 seconds. You should be able to change it to a T. You should be able to create whatever rules you want. Still add the weapon and class restrictions. But basically, if I wanted to disable knifing, period, the fact where if you press triangle or RS, depending on what button layout you use, you shouldn't even be able to knife. Like, it doesn't even happen. Like, if I'm doing a 1v1 with a sniper and I say you can't knife and you knife, if it wasn't there, then you wouldn't have killed me.
There should no be, like, that's the whole issue is the, I think it's, like, contextual
leak. I
there's always that one new feature
that... Yeah, I don't... Yeah, if you're doing GVs, or even period, don't make that a thing at all. Leaning is cool and all, but it's stupid in a sense at the same time. You're just adding nonsense to your game.
Yeah, and I don't know about you guys, but I do wear glasses. I don't have, like, 20/20 vision. I have a pretty good shot when it comes down to everything else.
Oh, I have 20/13, so... Keep going. I had to interrupt you.
So it's like, there's no one who's ever going to see that kid sitting in the back of the map with an LED thermal, leaning. There's no way.
Yeah, that's true, because I have 20/13 vision, and that's still not far off of 20/20. And if I've ever done that, like, camp in the back with LMG thermal, like, the people would be too small. I couldn't see them. Like, I would just be spraying everywhere. We still have a lot of time. We might as well talk about... We have lethals, tactical skill streaks, operations, and private matches. So basically... Yeah. We can talk about any of that.
Private match. One more about the private match is the ability to... Like, there should be servers meant just for private matches.
Well, yeah. Well, I kind of said something like that, where you could have your own server or whatever, kind of like Battlefield. But yeah, you should. It's kind of hard to explain if you don't know how to do it. You should be able to create your own server using your own stuff, so not the company's, unless you pay like a monthly fee or whatever. But we don't want to get into that detail into it because it'll be really complicated. But basically, something around those lines, and you should be able to basically get the server and do whatever you want with it. If you want to add jump mod into your server, like, allow it, boom, you should be able to allow it. Your person can jump 3 million feet up in the air, and if they drop without dead silence, or not dead silence, without no falling damage, they should die. Basically, it's your private match, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want.
It's like, certain things about that, like, and it would be, like, no bueno is the,
Yeah, where were you going with it? Come on.
just making a knife for Clan Behind.
This is why you don't play games while you do this, because you forget a lot of the stuff. I kind of feel bad, because I think, like, in the comments of all these podcasts, I said, we'll have a guest on podcast, like, 13 or something. Because I think, like, when I actually calculated it out to it, it was, like, a podcast for almost each of the subjects we talked about. So, like, it's going to be, like, podcast 6, and we're going to have special guests. So, get ready for that tomorrow, or later on today, depending on how we feel about more podcasting. Hint, next up is basically sniping in comp. We don't really want to get into that now. No, we can't get into it now. We can only hint at what is going to be later or tomorrow. I guess if you wanted us to, you could comment down below in... Well, I don't think you can comment. Okay. Tweet me or Mr. Firm Teacher. He'll probably reply faster than me. If not, I will reply if I see it. Basically, tell us what you want in the Advanced Warfare. Anything we talked about from now, because we're basically done with this podcast, because tomorrow's isn't really about anything. But basically, we have general discussion on whatever you want. We have knifing system. And then we have guns, whatever guns you want, whatever you want. We have camos. We have, I said no halo jumpings. That was just a thing. We have attachments, perks, lethals, tactical skill streaks, operations, private matches. And sniping and comp, when we do that later, you can tell us about that stuff too. But basically, any of the stuff I listed besides sniping and comp, as of now, or later or tomorrow, you'll be able to tell us. You can tell us whatever you want, basically what you want in the game, what was your favorite killstreak, perk, operation, whatever. Feel free to tweet at us, inbox me on YouTube. I don't know about Mr. Firm Teacher, because he's not uploading, so he might not see it. You can email me. My email is on my YouTube. You gotta solve a CAPTCHA, or whatever the hell you call them to get it, though, so you're not a spam robot or anything. I don't even know why they have those. But, yeah, basically, feel free to tell us whatever guns, whatever you want, basically, to be in the game, and we might even feature you and invite you to an Xbox Live party and make a podcast with you. If you're on PlayStation, I'll gladly hop on my PlayStation and hop into a party or whatever they call it and talk to you about it. I probably won't be that happy about it, because I hope everybody's on Xbox, because I like Xbox better than PlayStation.
Okay. I don't have a PlayStation, so...
I don't know what to talk about anymore, and we still have 30 minutes left to hit the hour mark. So, yeah, we're just going to sit here and not talk and play the game for another 30 minutes. You guys good with that? I hope you are. No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, do you have
go ahead.
Have MW3, though?
No. I have it for my PlayStation. I have... Okay, when I first got my Xbox, I have every Call of Duty game possible on my PlayStation except, like, 1 through 3. And then I got Ghost, and that was, like, the only game I had on my Xbox. And then I got pissed at Ghost for, like... When the Bison, like that update, when it was really tryhard, I got pissed and I went out and wasted $20 more and bought Modern Warfare 2. So basically, I only have Modern Warfare 2 and Ghosts. I was gonna waste another.
Well, how about
I don't know, because I'm getting pretty pissed at that too. I got two nukes already, like since I played it a few days ago, but I don't know, man. That Danger Close and Noob Tubes are unreal in that game.
What are you talking about?
No, that's... Okay, if you guys think that, you're retarded. If you camp in a corner with an LMG, you're never going to go MLG Pro, okay? If I ever had a team, and I heard history of you ever using stuff you... Okay, this is how strict I'd be. If you were ever using stuff you weren't supposed to in pubs, I'd be really mad. If you were using an LMG or camping, period, I'd probably kick you off the team, because those are my biggest pet peeves ever. Using an LMG and camping, and if you did it together... And, like, you were getting crap about it, and I was getting crap about it, it... Deuces. I don't care if you're the best person in the world.
I can run around with a chainsaw. I'm pretty damn good with a chainsaw.
Yeah, and you'd be off the team, so...
Ah, guess what? MLG doesn't mind if you use the chainsaw.
I don't care. They don't mind if you use a lot of the LMGs, but it doesn't mean you're not trash.
Nope. They are officially banned off of GVs.
Oh, good.
The chainsaw.
Good. I don't care. The chainsaw is because it's hipfire only, so they're like, oh, it's not that tryhard. But it is. They don't get it. Throw steady aim on that, and that is a god. That is a god of a gun.
If you haven't seen my Departed video, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, if I'm not too lazy, I'll link that in the description, too. Because it's to the point where I created the first description for Podcast 1, and then I copy and pasted it to all the other ones. So basically, if I talk about saying, putting some... Whoa, that would have came out really stupidly. If I say or talk about putting something in the description and it's not in the description, and you want it in the description, just tell me. Because I probably didn't get around to it or I didn't feel like it. But, yeah.
DM us or add us on Twitter, and then we'll help you out with it anytime you want it.
You don't add people on Twitter for a teacher. You follow.
It add.
Oh, it didn't sound like that.
Man, you're deaf.
You're dumb. You're ugly.
You don't know that? You don't know what I look like. You don't know my life.
Really? Are you gonna go there? Because I guarantee that kick picture is definitely you. Because you don't just Google a random picture and put it on your kick.
You don't know that.
Really? That's not you? You just Googled a random picture and put it on your kick? Are you really gonna tell everybody that? Oh.
Well, that is me. Whatever. You know how many people say I have a strong selfie game? So fuck you.
I'm done. Quit.
I'm done with this shit, man.
I'm done. I might hop on my PlayStation later, everybody, and I actually had a podcast for you guys about requests and features I wanted, and I was with my friend. Yeah, I have more friends than Mr. Firm Teacher, so never comment that again. I was with him, my other friend, not Mr. Firm Teacher, because like he said, he doesn't have a PlayStation. And basically, we talked about for an hour and a half what we wanted in GTA 5 and when we wanted it. It was basically now. So for the first 45 minutes, the recording was good. And then from there, you were never able to hear my voice. And it was only my friend talking. And basically, towards the end was my feature requests, which I feel were better than his. And all you heard was him saying, yeah, okay, I agree. So you didn't hear any of my requests, and you only heard his. So that's not really how I roll, and I deleted the video / podcast or whatever, and I'm probably going to redo it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about that with you. Pretty much all I'd want is heist and to get more money easier.
Oh, we talked about that for literally, that was probably like 30 minutes of what we talked about. Was like, we need heist now, you're pissing people off, everybody's doing these glitches and stuff, and nobody would do them as long as you had heist and stuff, like, it's bullshit and all this, and we were pissed. Like, we actually got so into it. We were like, this is bullshit, Rockstar. Like, your game is a piece of shit now because you lied to us about heist and stuff. We were pissed.
Like, we were ready for it.
It was literally all like, yeah, you should do this. And then towards the end, we were like ready to snap the game in half because we stated everything that was wrong with the game and how they should fix it and stuff. It was bad. Like, Call of Duty Ghosts, me and Mr. Firm Teacher were playing Gun Game. I was like ready to snap the disc in half. I'm sure he was too, because he kept getting knifed a whole shit ton.
I got knifed like 6 times in one game.
Yeah, in a row too. He's not just saying like he just got, no, it was in a row. Like he went from gun 16 to like 9. It was really bad.
It's insane.
I feel I like it in Gun Game. They used to have it if you suicided, because the launcher sucks so much, so you basically have to suicide to get a kill with it. It didn't demote you, and now it does. I feel if you're going to have launchers do shit like that, and like they're going to be shitty, that they should definitely not demote you if you get a suicide with it. I guess we could talk about like the game modes we wanted, because I kind of want Hardpoint to come back. Okay, Hardcore, I never play it. I think you should have whatever you still have on Hardcore. Just keep it. Basically, I like TDM. I like Reinforce, I like Gun Game, I like Cranked. Never mind, I was just kidding, that's the dumbest game mode ever created. I like Blitz, that was pretty cool. Search and Rescue, stupidest thing ever. Search and Destroy, cool. Infected, don't have it affect your KD, because that's kind of dumb. That should just be more of a party game where it's fun. Kill Confirm, that's cool. Domination was cool. Drop Zone, depended on how I was feeling that day. Free For All and Team Tactical, all what I stated basically should be back in the game, unless I said it shouldn't be. Hardpoint definitely should be back. Headquarters, Sticks and Stones, definitely should be back.
Sharpshooter.
Oh, I love that, dude. Black Ops 1 Sharpshooter. Like, my KD was probably like a 10. Like, I died like rarely in that. I was a boss. I don't know why, like, I was just a boss. Like, Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2 were just like the best games for me. Like, those are the ones I enjoyed the most.
Ops 1 and 2, and then they were just really, it had more of the, they were great for competitive, even though Infinity Ward has a better support for competitive, but in Treyarch, like, they were great for competitive, they were great for just having strictly fun.
Yeah. Like, it was like, oh yeah, we're very competitive, but we're not gonna make it just so competitive people like the game. Like, Ghost tried to do, they failed. I don't even know what they were, like, their aim was for this game. Anyways, wow, that's funny. Remember the number I read? How many people were online? 3,000 people got off. That's how bad this game is. Anyways, basically though, they basically were like, yeah, we may like competitive, but we still want this game to be fun for everybody, so we're gonna balance stuff out. So it's pretty cool.
And then,
Capture the Flag should be back before I forget that. That was awesome. I loved that.
I like Capture the Flag a lot more than Blitz.
Well, just add them both. Make it fun. And then, like, in MW3, when they were, like, talking about this new update, and even Ghost they were, it's like, kind of like Reinforced, but it's called Protect the President. I'm not going to explain it because it actually is pretty hard to explain and it'll take a long time. If you don't know what it is, I'm sure there's a bunch of YouTube videos of people playing it and stuff. Basically, they should have stuff like that because that's pretty sweet. You really need to look that up. Like, don't just, like, pass it by. Like, it is a really sweet game mode and you guys would love it. Anything else? We're almost at 45 minutes. We just ran out of things to talk about because this game is so bad. Like, there's nothing good you can really say about it. Like, there's probably like a total of 3 things you could say that this game did right.
Little to nothing.
Yeah. I was watching this thing, a TV show yesterday called Wild Now, with Nick Cannon. You probably don't know what it is, because...
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. Anyways, they were doing a little, like, game, and it was called, I think they just called it Jail, and basically, the other team... not the other team, sorry. Your teammate would get to see a celebrity, and they had to be that celebrity. Well, this one dude got Nick Cannon, and they basically said, I'm in jail because I robbed my fans from the album I made because it sucks, or something around those lines. That's what Call of Duty Ghost did. They should be in jail because they robbed people of money.
Like, within the first month...
Yeah, you were, like, done...
Had, like, hacks and everything.
Yeah, you were, like, done with the game. It was like, okay, this game has already outlived its life. Like, Black Ops 2 is still going strong. Ghost is already dead. They got hit by a car when they were a little kid.
Quite literally, they dropped the ice cream.
I'm so done. Who uses that analogy? Oh, they dropped the soap already.
An ice cream, thank you.
Well, I don't know. Soap is funnier. They definitely dropped the soap. Like, they were informed not to drop the soap, and what they did was they got all the soap in the bathroom and dropped it and went for it. So, yeah.
Like, quite literally, they dropped the soap in a prison full of the most violent members of, yeah.
That have been in there for years and years, so you know what they've been missing. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Anyways, I love Black Ops 2. can't wait for Black Ops 3.
Or whatever the hell Trier comes with out next.
Their game could be shit, but all their other games were good, so people, like, wouldn't care. Like I said earlier, like, Ghost was so bad, like, Infinity Ward or Activision, whoever the hell made this game, I don't even know because I hate it so much, I don't even pay attention. Like, their next game, like, it's not going to do so hot in sales because it sucks.
I'm not going to buy it until I play it.
Yeah, I'm going to rent it first. Like, Call of Duty, I used to just buy it and be like, alright, it's going to be fun and good. And now, anything made, no, it's not happening. I'm going to rent it. It's funny, alright, since I said,
a lot of people.
200 more people just got off Ghost since we've been talking. It's really sad. It's at 72,996 now. It was at, like, 77 earlier, but not anymore.
Like, on a bad day, Black Ops 2 maybe has 70,000 people playing.
That's, like, on a really bad day.
It's, like, 180.
No, dude, I swear there's still, like, 300,000 people that play Black Ops 2. Like, where did everybody go? They just stopped playing Call of Duty? No. I guarantee so many people went back to Black Ops 2.
Okay, maybe if you're also including people who play zombies, then yes.
Boom. You're easily reaching that. Because Aliens, I've always wanted to play it because it seems interesting, I'm not going to lie, but it's stupid at the same time. Like, the whole concept is really stupid. I'd rather have robots than, like, aliens. Robots?
Zombies are the only way to go, to be completely honest. Completely honest.
Yeah, because it's just what everybody's used to.
No one cares about aliens.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact, like, okay, maybe you did like aliens, but the aliens themselves don't look like aliens. They just look like some monsters. They don't look like aliens to me. They look like weird monsters. They clearly didn't get the whole concept of aliens.
Hello.
Yo, what's up there, man? Whoa. Excuse you. I don't really have anything else to say, like, the features and stuff we want have been talked about. Do something with split screeners. I don't know how you're gonna do anything with that, but they suck. Fix that somehow. Yeah. I just hope this game is good.
I really do.
I think we're done.
There's not much they can mess up where it can go.
Yeah, like, you could literally try to make the game with your eyes closed, and yeah, you'd have, like, a lot of glitches and stuff, but the game would probably be better than Ghost. Like, it's really sad. But, I guess we're done here, so.
Yeah.
It's.
Not much
else to talk about. Yeah, it's Spend Your Boy with it here. Deuces. We fucked it up. Now we gotta redo it. Oh. It's pretty poor book with a year. Deuces.
Wow.
I copied Scumper Humper. I said, deuces. It was cool.
He does not do deuces.
No, he doesn't say deuces, but he says, see ya. So, I copied the part.
See ya.